Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Let's get it. We back. We in the building. You hear us? You see us? Don't hate it, baby. Participate. You dig? That's what's happening. You are now rolling with K100. Week 4, you dig? We got a lot of shit going on over here, man, tonight. You feel me? We got a pretty interesting topic. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people are going to like it. You know what I mean? Let me get all my shit together over here. I'm doing like 30 things at the same time. You feel me? It's crazy right now. We got like, well, I can't tell you everything we got going on, but we got a lot of shit going on right now. Appreciate everybody that's tuned in with us again. You did episode 16. You
16,
feel me?
16, like them balls.
16 shows already, homie. We already there. That was so fast. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I thank everybody that's been tuning in with me for the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that love. You know what I mean? Hopefully we can make this show just as crunk as all the rest of them been. You dig? And we finna go ahead and set this thing off. I like literally came in at like the last minute, nigga, trying to get in here and make sure I get this damn show popping off. You feel me? Once again, this is K100 Radio. It's short for Keep It 100. All right? Keep It 100. That's why we call it K100, man. That's why we call it K100. That's it. That's the name. You get it? Some of you motherfuckers out there kind of slow. Kill yourself. All right? Real talk. You understand what I'm saying? But on some real shit, man. This is like the illest, most uncut and raw internet radio show you ever going to hear. Actually, radio show, period. But this is internet radio show, so we'll call it what it is. Ain't no big thing. You know what I'm saying? We still broadcasting wider than an FM station. That's one thing y'all got to realize, man. When we doing this internet radio shit, man, you got to respect the fact that this shit ain't just going out to one city. You understand what I'm saying? This shit going out to the whole world. This is www. In front of the name. You dig? All right? That's real talk. You got to understand and respect that fact. You feel what I'm saying? This shit is going out all over the world, baby. All right? So, I mean, yeah, in your city, you may never heard of us, but we actually got more broadcasting power than an FM station. Don't forget that. All right? Don't forget that. Respect that, okay? The internet is breaking down doors. It's enabling people who never could connect with us, you feel me? And if people like the show, one thing about it, we'll blow up worldwide. Damn, just blowing up in one area, in one city, you feel me? And that's our goal. This is K100 Radio once again, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Reg, affiliated. He had to walk off and step out for a minute. We're supposed to be having some in-house guests, so he must be handling that. You know what I'm saying? See what's up with them, see where their location is at. All right? Hopefully, they're still on the way. Okay. So, what we do here is this radio station, of course, real quick, started at the Facebook page, you know, got hot on the Facebook, so we bring it to the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? We get a lot of our topics from Facebook. Sometimes I come up with it myself. Sometimes I grab it off what people are talking about on Facebook. If something hot, we grab it, talk about it on the show. We talk about everything, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, politics and relationships, whole problems, goddamn sorry niggas, everything, all right? And we are uncut and unraw. I mean, raw and uncut. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best thing about internet radio. I can say what the fuck I want to say. All right? I know. That's what's up. This is also a platform for independent artists. Independent artists. Holler at us. Pay attention. Pay attention, independent artists. If you are an independent artist or you know somebody that's an independent artist that's trying to get on in the game, okay, we spin music. This is more than talk radio. This is talk / underground radio, okay? Underground music radio, all right? If you got some hot music and you want to get you some shine on, remember, this is broadcasting worldwide, www.worldwideweb, baby, okay? We're going to get you some listeners. We got a pretty hyped up fan base. We got a nice little following going. Need to fuck with us. Send us your music. in the MP3 format and a link to your website, whether it be your MySpace, Facebook, Ning, Reverb Nation, Blase Squad, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Send us that information to K100Radio@gmail.com. Okay? That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word. K100Radio@gmail.com. Holler at us, man. We'll let you do an interview, tell the people where you're from and what you're about, and we'll also spin your music. The only thing that we ask is that the music be pretty decently recorded, you know, decent quality, and it be hot music. If it's just whack, now we're going to have to goddamn...
We'll let you know.
We'll let you know, man. We'll tell you we're going to play it if we ain't going to play it. That's the first thing. So
we'll get back with you first.
Yeah, we'll get back with you and let you know. Yo, can you give us something else? We ain't really feeling this particular joint because we're trying to keep the music up. You know what I'm saying? We are a record label ourselves, Chainless Entertainment. We artists, producers over here, engineers. So we respect that grind and we understand that hustle. All right? So y'all need to fuck with us, man. We just trying to show some love. We trying to show love for the same craft that we in, that we involved in. That's how this all started. All right? That's what's up. K100Radio@gmail.com, man. Y'all send us your shit, man. But once again, we are a record label. We got hundreds of songs over here. So until these niggas get up on game, we will be flooding the game with some Chainless shit. You dig?
Or some niggas we fucking with.
I mean, it's still Chainless, my nigga, because they're affiliated, period. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't just us, nigga. We got a syndicate going on over this bitch. All right? So, like I said, only one rule to the show. Everything goes on this motherfucking show. We don't sense anything. Anything goes. We only got one rule. Do not call up here with no fake ass talk. All right? This is called K100 Radio. Keep it 100, okay? We only got one rule. It ain't hard, man. If somebody break it every day, I have to kill a bitch every day on the show.
If you got to tone it down, listeners, you need to go get in the bathroom and shut the door or closet or something.
I don't know. But this ain't the space. This ain't the place for you if you want to. If you want to be politically correct or anything like that. So if you call up to the show and you be on that fake shit, you know what I'm saying? We're going to murk your ass, all right? It's just that simple. Just like that, all right? You get the 40 cal. That's what we do to motherfuckers that call up here. They'll be on that bullshit, all right? So we've covered the goddamn basics, you dig? What we are, what we're about. The number to call up to the station is 347-934-0966. Once again, the number to call to the station is 347-934-0966. We're here from Monday through Thursday, every Monday through Thursday. All right?
8 p.m.
sharp. 8 p.m. sharp. You know what I'm saying? I know it's kind of early for a lot of y'all people out there in California, and a lot of y'all people, they still at work right now. They ain't even got to work yet. So a lot of my Cali people that's on my Facebook page, they be like, yo, I be wanting to check the show out, nigga, but I'm still at work, nigga.
But look, tell them how they can really check it out if they miss us, man.
Listen, man, pay attention, please. If you missed the show, if you couldn't even call into the show, it's all good, man. We're going to do our 1-2 anyway. We got people that's following, and we're going to have callers, and it's going to be all right. But what you can do if you missed the show, please, is spread the word. Go to the website anyway, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, okay? And you can download any past episode that has already aired. You know, you can't call in and interact, but the shit just is off the chain. It's just as good to listen to. You can download it as an MP3, throw it in your iTunes playlist, throw it on your iPod when you're at work or when you're running in the gym. You feel me? And we'll make that goddamn time go by. We'll make that workout. Nigga, we better than P90X, nigga, because we're going to make that time fly. You're going to forget how goddamn hard you've been working because you're going to be laughing so goddamn hard fucking with us, all right? So fuck with us, man. Roll with us, man. Throw us on your iPod. Download us. If you miss the show, it's all good. All that shit kind of stats for us, baby, all right? You download it after the fact. You listen after the fact. That just boosts us up. Okay? Fuck with us.
And to our listeners, once again, you do not have to call up here and comment on the topics we're talking about. If you just want to call up here and get your shots out, show us some love, we taking it all the way around here.
Right, right. You don't got to talk about, if you don't want to talk about what we're talking about, you can always call up here and just holler at me and be like, man, I just called to fuck with y'all boys and shout out K100. Because once again, the power move that's coming up next is we're going to be putting this thing out as a CD on the streets. So people who don't have time to listen to the show, they just want to ride around instead of listening to that old fake-ass shit that be coming on FM radio they probably don't halfway like, but that's all they can hear. We're going to let them take it on the road with them, all right? So that's the next power move, okay? And it's going to be like a mix of a lot of the music that we're playing. It's going to be like a mix CD and mixed in with the radio show. So that's going to be what's up, man, all right? Now, let's go ahead and get to the topic at hand. You feel me? Today's subject is kind of not really complicated. This one of them shows where it's gonna be like all a matter of opinion, man. Everybody, this gonna be one.
Everybody
of them
got up, one.
Everybody, this shit like an asshole question. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna have their own opinion about how you want to answer it and what you think about the subject. All right. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Okay. Tonight we're talking about style, or also known as swag. Style or swag versus sexy versus fine. All right. And what we try to ask is, can you have style and swag, but not be fine? You feel me? Can you be sexy, but not really necessarily be all that attractive? Can you be fine? You know what I'm saying? Can you be fine, but just don't have no goddamn swag? You feel me? I mean, and we want to know, when you call up here and give your opinion about that, which one do you tend to gravitate to more? Because I tell you like this right here. I know some people who be like, a motherfucking female got to be fat ass, fat titties, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucking dude got a goddamn, look like he fresh off the GQ cover, you feel me? You know, ripped up with the six pack and everything else. Or if they ain't physically just fine and a fine physical specimen, then that's not, they can't fuck with it. Then you got some people that says, yeah, that's cool, they fine, but they ain't got no swag, you feel me? Like he might be a nigga that go to the gym every day, but that nigga so goddamn lame, he got no motherfucking game. No swag. You know what I'm saying? The chick still like, man, yeah, that nigga goddamn, he look good, or yeah, that chick look good, but goddamn, you know what I'm saying? She just turned off because she ain't got nothing about herself. She ain't got no style or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? So the question is, I think you can have style and swag and not necessarily be just like fine. You know what I'm saying? And then
presentation.
Right. It's gonna be like a lot of people are going to come up here and be like, well, what do you call fine? You feel what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you can give your own example of what you call fine. I don't know. Everybody got, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's one of these asshole questions. And you can give your own opinion about what you feel is swag. Some women feel like money equals swag. They don't give a fuck what that nigga like. That nigga can look like Biggie. But that nigga tossing up 10 stacks at goddamn Magic City every motherfucking Monday, she don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. That nigga got tremendous swag because he goddamn got out of Maserati.
She's a hoe.
Ho! Ho! Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Because money do not equal swag, people. It doesn't equal swag.
It's a
part of the swag. Please believe it. You can't have money and no swag. Well, you can.
Yeah,
but it's still like having a car with some paint with no fucking rims. You gonna have to go all the way sooner or later.
Right. You can just have the money and still, you know what I'm saying? Some people just like, I don't give a fuck how much money a nigga got. That nigga is busted. I can't fuck with him. They got to be physically attracted to a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they got to be physically what they want. You feel what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck how many fresh clothes you got, whatever. That shit means nothing to some people. Some people just like, I just can't fuck with them because they ain't attracted. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's a, you know, I mean, and if you can, when you call up here, we try to, like, you know what I'm saying, give a couple examples. Like, you know, a couple of celebrities. You feel like, oh, this nigga right here, yeah, you know, I just love him. He just sexy. He ain't all that good looking, but I don't know, it's just something about him. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you can give an example of something, you know what I'm saying, somebody who you feel like, yeah, I don't feel like they're the hottest motherfucker, but they just got something sexy about their ass.
Well, you know women going to say that about any nigga when he get on motherfucking top.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that, too. I feel like women,
you know what
be,
I'm saying?
I feel
because,
like when you a star, it's like niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, he's so cute.
Like a lot of motherfucking women be like, oh, Jay-Z, he just the shit. I be like, a lot of bitches be like, man, that nigga look like a motherfucking, that nigga ugly as hell, you know what I'm saying? Someone like, he just got a lot of money. But some bitches be like, that nigga, nah, that nigga just got swag because he like, he hoe, you know what I'm saying? They digging hoes, you feel what I'm saying? So that's what they, or is it because he only got the swag because he rich? Is that his, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is he really the image?
If he was still the same nigga, but you didn't know he was Jay-Z, but you seen him out, he dressed the same way, carried himself the same way, but you really didn't know he was Jay-Z with his swag. You done seen his swag 1,000 times on TV videos,
nigga, you can
award shows,
shit
whatever.
Anywhere.
Right, you
know
what I'm saying?
Right?
He's a worldwide name. So you can see his swag. So would you still be like, okay, yeah, or whatever? So, can you name like a female that you feel like is fine, she fine, but it's just something about it that you don't like? And can you name a female that everybody might know that's like not necessarily fine, but it's something about her, man, that you just want to, I don't know, it's just something about her. You know, can you think anybody like that? Man. It's kind of harder for the fellas because the fellas got there, and the first thing that we go by is attractiveness. Like, so it's like, if they ain't even look like nothing, but with stars, you know, they still can fool us too, because there's a lot of stars out there that really ain't all that. It's something about them that you feel like, oh, they physically ain't popping like that, but nigga, you know, you'll fuck the hell out of them because they just own you.
You know, you got that skinny fine, you got that thick fine.
But I'm saying, which one?
Yeah.
I'm saying, do you know, like, somebody famous or something? Like, that might be, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, for instance, well, I'm going to pull her out here, but up until, like, maybe 2 months ago when she did that video, I used to think Erykah Badu was, like, sexy. I ain't never thought she was fine. You feel me? Until I seen her ass naked. That changed everything, but...
Oh, man, that video?
Yeah. You asked me this question 2 months ago. I always still felt like Erykah Badu, I felt like she was sexy.
Because she had her own...
She had her own little thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I never thought she was, like, fine, because, first of all, you never really saw her body like that.
No.
But to me, I was still like, man, it's just something about her. You know what I'm saying? That she got
persona.
A sexiness about her. You know what I'm
her
saying?
Persona.
Regardless. I had never even seen her body up until I seen really that motherfucker really is fucking fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Until I seen that video. But even before that, I felt like she was a woman that... It was something about it that I used to always talk about. Like, man, she just a sexy little motherfucker. Maybe it's her voice, whatever. I never thought she was the cutest thing.
Okay, so.
But she my example. She actually really is fine.
Okay, this is what the fellas are right now. I hear too many niggas talking about this.
What?
Ciara and Ludacris in the video.
Okay. What you mean? You talking about Ciara in the video?
Yeah. Where she got old. Like, you know, she never did a video like that halfway revealing. You know what I'm saying?
She done dropped it like it's hot shake.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like what she, like the video now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, niggas be like, oh man, she fine, she this. I'm like, she all right.
Why? Because you just don't like how she look?
No, I mean, she cool to me, but.
So you think she's sexy or fine? Do you think she's sexy is the first question?
She's sexy.
Right.
She's sexy now.
Is she sexy because she famous?
No, she's sexy, period. Not because she famous, but she's sexy. I wouldn't give her that fine. You know what I'm saying? Because
that fine. What the hell is that fine?
That chalky dope fine. You know what I'm talking about?
So Beyonce is everything.
Man,
right?
I don't get in all that because niggas look at this TV shit and they, you know, they
man,
it's
that girl. I mean, you done seen you that she done did interviews just straight fresh out and she still was bad. I mean. You know what I'm saying? That's just one of them goddamn naturally pretty attractive women.
Well, she
her swag and stage presence and all that shit she be doing make her stupid sexy, but she fine, period, point blank.
Well, we're going to put it like this. Listeners, it's really, we're just going to put it like this. They swear, it's the clothes. You know what I'm saying? Because in certain clothes, a woman can look a certain way. And a dude can look a certain way. But if they put on something else, they might not you might not get that whole shape or that whole tone or that person. You know what I'm saying? So you can't So you just like you said
that's
about Erykah Badu though.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So you know you'll feel like somebody's sexy even if you ain't even seen their body.
Yeah, they sexy. No doubt.
They sexy. It's just you ain't never really seen that motherfucker with their clothes off. But you like that motherfucker sexy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They voice. Whatever, it's something about you that be like, man, that motherfucker sexy. I don't give a damn.
But you know that walk for confidence. You know me personally, man.
I think confidence got a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah,
you can be sexy even if you ain't the most attractive motherfucker because you just
feel
like you is.
Hey, a real nigga know when he in the presence of a real woman. Please believe that. You should know, fellas.
Okay.
You should know.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying. You know a woman from these little girls out here. You know, as soon as you start talking to her, what are you going to spit at her? Or what are you going to turn her down? You know what I'm saying? Niggas already know, man.
Okay. So you ain't got nobody that you can really just name, though. I named you one. It's other ones, but I mean, I name her. But you know what I'm saying? It's kind of I don't know, because she actually is fine after you've seen the video. But before then, I felt like that about her. And I had never seen any revealing shot of her. It was just her swag. I just liked the fact that she was real, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe it's
but it's a lot of just say it like this.
Right.
It's a lot of Hollywood stars that you never really seen their body that we just be like they sexy. We can't say they fine.
Like who?
Who? Shit, a lot of them motherfuckers.
Who? Who? Like, I think Angela Bassett is a sexy older woman. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never really seen her body like that. But to me, she still every time I see her in a role or whatever, I be like, man, Angela. Even though they didn't show shots of her ass, she got a nice little booty on her. But you know, I ain't never really just said, man, she all out fine, but that motherfucker can get it. She's sexy. And she like 50 or some shit. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? She's straight up sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Stella got a rule
back. I mean, I don't know what it is about Angela Bassett. What made me feel like that? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
You know what I mean?
She
another one.
Hey, callers, we gonna open up the line for y'all, man, because we really need some feedback on y'all. So
we gotta wait for these lines gotta fill up. But I see Colonel Key got a hand raised already on deck. We can go to her first.
Hey, that's my partner right now, man.
Happening, Key.
What's up?
What's going on? What's going on with you? What time for the Facebook Army checking in? Yeah. That's what's up. Go ahead. All right, go ahead, Key. What you think?
Man, I just thought I got me some Jamaican food. I don't took night off, but I'm like, sex is fine, swag. You can't have one without the other. You know, you can be sexy and not fine. Even a man can. You know, but it's like,
what you mean?
You still gotta have it. Swag is a must for me. Anyway.
So which one? So you say swag is more important than the looks or what? Oh. Which one is more important?
Oh no, I can't be messing with no dogs now. Can't mess with no dogs. You gotta be physically attractive as well, but you know, lately, especially like I kind of give a pass if you ain't my typical physical type.
Right.
I give you a little pass. You know what I'm saying? If your swag on point. So, but then on the other hand, if you fine, but you don't have no swag, I can't mess with you.
What's swag? Yeah. What's your version? What is swag? What is that?
To me, swag is you got to have confidence. You got to have some self-esteem. You got to, you know, you don't even, people can have swag and some sweatpants. You know, you don't even have to be dressed all up or whatever, but it's just the way you carry yourself. It's all about how you carry yourself and how you present it.
So have you ever seen a guy try to holler at you and he like, you know, fresh out of the gym, cut up and everything, but it's just something, his swag that you ain't feeling, and you just actually was like, nah, I ain't feeling his swag.
I ain't never feeling no fresh out of jail swag. No way.
Nigga, you know what I'm talking about. You know what the hell I'm talking about. Damn it. No, for real though. I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. To me, I like to pick who I talk to. So I like to choose who I talk to. I don't really like when men approach me. That's not really my thing. I like to choose.
What kind of shit is that, man?
You need to stay your monk ass
in the house. How about that?
Damn
it,
man.
Why I want to keep all this in the house?
Damn. Okay, so look, I got a question for you. So what do you feel like you have? You feel like you sexy, you fine, or you sexy, fine, and you got swag?
I ask people that all the time, but it depends on who I'm talking to, like.
No, I asked you that. What do you think about your swag?
I'm all of it.
Respect to a goddamn, respect to a motherfucking gangster.
Nigga, don't get this shit twisted. All right,
let me ask you this right here. Do you think money giving niggas swag instantly damn near? It's like, I mean, really
no.
though? Yeah, I mean,
no,
think
no.
about it. Hold on. Let me finish my statement. Now, we all know. There are a lot of women, like Faith Evans and Lil Kim, you know what I'm saying? These niggas, they were niggas like Biggie who are obviously not really physically attractive. So what was it about him that they liked? It had to be something. Was it because he was about to blow up and be a rapper? Was it he had to have tremendous swag to pull both of them women. I wouldn't give
yeah,
a fuck.
He,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he had to have tremendous
some
swag.
He might have had some swag, but with me, you know what I'm saying, the physical part, like, that's just too much meat for me. You know what I'm saying? You can have all the swag, but, nigga, if when you take your clothes off, I throw up in my mouth a little bit. I can't do it.
You's a nasty.
So it does matter. You feel me? It does matter what you're saying.
That nigga said when she throw
up
in
her
mouth
a little bit. God damn,
I hope it
ain't even to get to that point, god damn it, if you make me feel like that.
That's what I'm saying. If I think about you being naked and I throw up in my mouth a little bit, that's not good.
That's bad. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got a couple calls on the line. Hey, Key, stay on the line, all right? I might come back. Okay, don't hang up. We got a couple more calls on the line. We're going to go to them. Check this out. One thing I want to know, especially from the ladies, because money makes so much, money is such an issue with the ladies. I think a lot of these niggas out here, that these ladies be talking about, man, nigga just got swag. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's how that nigga was throwing up that goddamn money at the club. You know what I mean? That's what gave him that swag. And I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I know a lot of ladies, some people don't give a fuck about money. Hey. But let's just be real with this conversation. This is K100.
Ladies.
Keep it 100, ladies. All right?
Ladies, we saying by himself, not with a group of niggas.
Right.
Because he can look like he got swag with five more niggas that got the swag.
Right.
You understand me? If he by himself, that's what we talking about.
Right.
If he by himself.
Because his niggas might be over there making it rain.
No,
man, because
if you with five niggas and you ain't a part, just because you with them and you got on a motherfucking, the same motherfucking t-shirt and damn near fresh cap, you going to look like you right in there with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we saying by your motherfucking self.
Right. A lot of women get caught up in that, especially fucking with this music shit. We see that all the time. Niggas be just
entourage.
Niggas be part of the guy. This nigga be the flunky. He be the flunky, but that nigga got the goddamn... the Def Jam shirt on, and he goddamn, all of a sudden, he got tremendous swag.
Well, really,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, really, I'm going to go ahead and say, niggas, I'm going to expose y'all right quick. Y'all niggas get all the clothes that everybody else don't want when you out on the motherfucking road. That's the shit that when we got down the wall and did our shows and shit in, we guilt our partners, you know what I'm saying? And they kicking it like they us. But they really ain't us, so don't get it confused, but they still have problems.
But they still feel they got swag.
No, and they still feel like they got swag. Y'all just got to distinguish, you know what I'm saying? First, you got to sit back and observe and see who doing what. You know what I'm saying? Don't let this goddamn, this glass bottle fool your ass now.
All right. So we're going to the line 850. Get at me, 896.
Yeah, what up? This
is
the girl in my ear.
What's happening? What's happening, baby? What's happening, my ear? No time for the 850. Kuso deck, nigga. Kuso deck.
For real, I want to touch on this swag being fine and all that right there. Now, I know some niggas particularly in my area right now. I got one nigga in particular.
Right.
This nigga is dog-ass ugly in the face. When I tell you this nigga got so much swag, I've been looking for this nigga in the daytime with a flashlight since I've been back from that number. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you can have some swag, you understand what I'm saying? It ain't fine or whatever, you know what I'm talking about? You might get a little pass. But one thing I will tell you, if you dog is in the face, ain't got no swag, and ain't got no body on you, baby, it's a wrap for you.
Well, that's a trifecta, nigga. Nobody. He's done all the way around. But you know what I noticed?
Yeah, it's a wrap.
But you know what I noticed? I know, but you know what I noticed, though? I feel like every time you see a female with a nigga who's not necessarily physically attractive, that's the first thing they swear is just his swag. That's what they say. When they be like, damn. Yo, even when your homegirl asks you, damn, nigga, that, you know what I'm saying? All first thing you say is, that nigga got swag. And a lot of times,
that nigga got swag, there's something about him. When you can't really pinpoint it, you know what I'm saying? There's just something about him that attracts you to that person. You want to get close to him. You want to get to know what's going on with him. It's that swag. You can't deny a nigga swag. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny a nigga swag. Flat out.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this right here. I already know how you're going to answer it. Almost all the women going to say this. But do that money help? Do that money give a nigga a couple points of swag that's off top?
I got coots on deck. Hell yeah, money help a whole damn lot. Who you think you talking to? What are you talking about? If any bitch get on here flipping and tell you that money don't make a difference, that whole line.
That's what we was. So what you're saying is I should go ahead and just kill that hoe. That whole
line. Yeah, you might
as well
go ahead and knock that hoe out.
Right.
But I got to go, baby. Got to go. Got the same to do.
All right, baby. Appreciate you calling in, though. That's what's up. All right.
All right, nah.
All right. So, you know what I'm saying? That's that. She say, God damn it, you know, you can't deny nigga swag.
And hey, she kept it K100.
Right.
She really did.
You can't deny nigga swag. You can't deny him that.
But she said that only if he got swag and he got money, that money's going to help him. Nigga, if you ain't got no swag and you got some motherfucker.
Yeah, but she said that money got down. Okay, let's say if a nigga, if you going on 1 through 10, right? Swag of being a trillion, like Kanye say, nigga, is your swag on a trillion at 10. You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like if a nigga got money, these motherfucking broads gonna goddamn start him off at 5. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
Nigga start off at 5 with a female if he got money. I don't give a fuck what you say. He goddamn, he ain't even gotta have the first goddamn 5 notches, nigga. That nigga goddamn caking. That nigga jumping up with them 5 off top. He ain't got but 5 more to go. Now all he gotta do is not be a total asshole.
Hey, how many,
all he gotta do is be.
But how many squad niggas you know that got money?
Nigga, what the fuck you, nigga, what are you? Nigga, we in the industry. You know how many fucking square ass niggas got money?
That's what I'm
all
saying.
All the A&Rs are fucking pussies and lames. All the niggas in power, they bitches. They got they really hoes. The money got them where they at. The money making them look like them they some trio niggas. And a lot of females tell you, oh, I only want to fuck. I only fuck with trio niggas, blah, blah, blah. That nigga right there will probably get you before me because that nigga got money and got a little bit of juice. I feel like money, when it comes to men, equals swag to women. That's all I'm saying. It may not be the only thing.
It ain't the only thing.
I'm not saying that. I know, because going to be women that say, look, man, this nigga have all the money in the world, but fuck that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, when it comes to just, when you talk about physical, we talk about swag. If that nigga got money, he automatically start off at five. The rest of us got to goddamn build up.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? That's I feel like that's kind of a give and take. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
just saying that is how it is. That's
yeah, but I'm
saying,
okay, but listen though.
What?
If you, what if she kind of know the nigga, see the nigga a little often? Yeah, she going to jump out, but not know, oh yeah, that nigga might got some money because he's driving this and doing that.
Man, that nigga jump out of motherfucking Maserati. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Blinging hard. They're going to be like, damn, the nigga got swag. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you know I'm right. Y'all know I'm right, ladies. They going to say
hood.
That.
Hey, them hoes so hood, they think like
I'm just
that.
Saying, my nigga, for real.
Them hoes so hood.
I'm just saying.
And they tell you, hey, look.
Hey.
Yeah. Bitch, if you ever see me driving a black motherfucking Tahoe, since tall as a motherfucking elephant, it ain't motherfucking mine. Come on with it if you want to.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? So, look.
It ain't mine, but it's in the family, nigga, so... Come with it if you want to.
All right, I'm gonna go to a minute. I see one of our frequent callers coming. We got Veronica on the line. Veronica, what's happening, Veronica,
what's
going
on?
Veronica, there, lady. She's in the building.
Hey, I always count on her to set this shit straight. So please,
Veronica. First of all, Veronica, I want to know. Which one do you gravitate to more? That's the first question. For anybody that call, you know what I'm saying? I want to know which one really sucked you in. Is it the physical first, or is it a motherfucking swag? Is it just their personality and their aura that pull you in more frequently? Now, be honest.
I think it, honestly, it. I don't know. It depends on the setting, because I started dating this guy. I was back in 90. I mean, I was young, but I'm still pretty much the same kind of person. He wasn't the nicest looking guy, but he made me laugh and he was confident. I mean, he had just this, it was just something about him. And it was like plenty of dudes in there that looked a lot better than him, but he had swag. I mean, he had no money, you know, but he is just something about him that attracted me to him. So, you know, you can, for me, you know, they can say the whole line or whatever. First of all, I ain't no hoe. Second of all, money don't mean shit to me. Now, money might make a dude a five right off the rip, and I can say, hey, you know, he tight. He, you know, he don't look all like, you know, all that, but he got some swag. But I still don't want your ass. You're going to have to sneak up on me. Because if I see you just like that and you're not my type, I'm not going to gravitate towards you. It'll depend on the setting. So if it's some way we get to know each other differently, you know, but if you just walk up to me on the rip, and you ain't my type, I don't want you. I don't care how much money you got. Biggie, I don't want you. Sorry.
Right. Okay, so.
Swag.
So it's the swag. I'm saying, what's your version of swag? What is the swag, Veronica?
Swag is,
what is swag? What is it?
Swag to me is being confident. Swag is having goals and going somewhere. Swag is just, you know, not being insecure, knowing who you are, you know, it's like the last caller was like, you know, if he a dog and he got swag, I know this dude got a bunch of cars. I mean, fine, good looking dude. He got swag, but he a dog and he an asshole. So he made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. It's like he just, like she said, I mean, he's repulsive because he's arrogant and obnoxious. There's a difference between being obnoxious and having swag. You know, having swag don't mean you got to be a dog and dog women out and talk about folks, you know, that don't have what you have. That's not swag. Swag is having what you got, being confident in what you got. That's what that is to me. It may not be looks, it may be money, it may be education. You know what I'm saying? That's what swag is confidence.
Okay. So we getting it together. So, all right. And I also asked before you go, I asked, can you name one celebrity that you like? Look, that motherfucker ain't all that, but it's just something about him that's sexy. Somebody everybody might know. I'm trying to get it because before we go, I want everybody to be like, to have a clear definition of what you consider just sexy and not really fine. Can a motherfucker, because the sidebar question is, can you be sexy but not fine?
Yeah. You can be sexy, but not fine.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, this is male or female, right?
Right, male or female, yeah.
I'm trying to think of, because I was thinking about that on the way home. And somebody came to mind, because I was thinking, what's her name? She's on The View. It's this black chick. And she's not fine, but she's cute. What's that girl on The View? I forget. Because Monique, she ain't fine, but she ain't got no swag to me either. She's not sexy either. You might have to come back to me on that because I'm about that one.
All right. That's a tough question. A lot of people, because a lot of people define sexy and fine, they separate it. Fine means
you
physically.
I'm going to give you one. He a white dude, Nicolas Cage. He ain't cute worth a damn, but then he got some swag.
You think Nicolas Cage got swag?
It might be camera swag, but when that dude stepped up out of that car and faced off and that jacket was in the wind, I wanted to jump on him. <I'm sorry.
laughs> that was Hollywood. No, that was Hollywood.
No, but still, he to me, even if not that.
We'll fight you for that.
Even if not that.
What's our slow motion pan zoom and that pan
Matrix got you.
Yeah,
you
know
what I'm saying? Look, camera swag. Shoot, right. They can have that camera effect swag. You know, that's how, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So.
All right. All right, Veronica, don't hang up, man. We're going to come back to you. If you hear something else, just hit number one, all right?
All right.
All right. All right, 770-866, get at me.
What's up, man?
What's going on? What is?
What's up, L?
It's your first time calling in. Let me shout you out. Hold on. Let me give you a round of applause.
Okay.
This is my folk, Ev. What's happening? Okay, Ebony. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm finna give it to you. Swag. Celebrity wise, what's that dude name? Tyrese. He's sexy as hell. That nigga, but he 100%. And he keep it real, so he got a confident swag on himself.
Okay.
But then swag in the street. A nigga that just got his game down pat. I mean, being a female in the street, you got to know when a nigga lying or if you want to deal with a nigga on his swag game. So if he going to keep it real, like I got this and this and that, you got a job, you got cars, you got all this. But your shit and your game and your mouthpiece and your set game down, that might come out to find out. I mean,
okay.
If you going to keep it 100%, if you going to do it 100%, we're going to do it 100%. Just swag is like, nigga got sex appeal and your confidence, but you 100% real ass nigga. That's all we need right now is real shit going on right about now.
Right, okay. All right, so you say if a nigga just real, you know what I'm saying? But so a nigga have a little money or whatever, but that nigga got a whack-ass mouthpiece and he can still fuck it up. He still can just be swagless even if he got the little bit of money, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, it's where you at. If you want to deal with this nigga, I mean, me myself, I don't want to deal with a nigga just still out there paper taking. You got to goddamn be 100% confident in what you do. You ain't finna damn be trying to live up, go get. I mean, you got to go be a go-getter off the rip, but you got to have swag and if your dick game off the chain. Come on now. the mouth game and the goddamn dick game. If you off the chain on that, I mean, like I said, it depends on where you at. If you want that kind of nigga right then and there, hey, take that nigga up for what your time is worth. If you got time like that, spell.
So you saying a nigga fuck game can even give him some swag? You give him a couple of points.
Come on, now. It's 2010. I mean, shit. You can buy whatever you want. I mean, but if a nigga really can, if he really got the game, if he got that 100% swag, he keep it real, and he can put that face game in that game down like that. I mean, come on now. That's the one you put in your pocket. The one you always keep in your pocket.
Ace of Spades. So which one? Okay, so which one weighs the most with you? Is it the swag or the physical? When you see somebody, the first thing when somebody approach you in the streets, you at a club, wherever, and this nigga step to you, is the first thing that you really looking for in the man how that nigga look, or is this how his swag is? His swag. What's going on?
It's your swag. It got to be your swag. It on how you carry yourself. I mean, if you're a responsible dude, I mean, if you're a street dude, you're a working class, if you're a working nigga, I mean, it's all in your swag. I mean, your swag, you know, that actually projects your personality. I mean, you ain't that kind of nigga in the club. You be talking game. You out there spending your last dollar. Or, you know, you out there buying pussy. Or, you know, you just a nigga that's out there. If you just go straight up with the person, I mean, it's going to be your swag all the time. Nigga, you're going to always be in my pocket. We're going to be cool as hell even though we don't go, you know, get nowhere. We're going to always be cool. Cause, I mean, bitch, I can't stand a bitchy ass nigga that be actually trying to act like he got swag. That's the worst time nigga it is. I know, a bitch knew. If I'm harder than you and my swag is off the chain of yours, nigga, we can't get nowhere. We can't even be friends. We can't even talk. I'm like, what's up, pussy? I mean, like, what's up, nigga? You said, you know, I'll be my little girl. I'll be my girl. I mean, we can't hang like girls. Like, we want to go to the booty club. I mean, I might try to have a, you know, hook you up or do something. But and it's just ain't the time. It ain't nothing like a nigga with a confident ass swag.
I feel you.
A nigga with a bullshit ass game. That shit right there just so played out.
I feel you. So you saying but, so? Once I let me just for you, Ebony. All these niggas acting like they motherfucking got swag, but really they don't. Nigga, get some motherfucking swag,
Ebony,
nigga. If my pistol bigger than yours, come on now. I know. For real, too. I know this motherfucker keep the goddamn strap. You actually, Evan, that's really not fair, because you actually kind of wild, my nigga. You asking a lot of niggas to be crazy like myself to really just be more wilder than your ass. Goddamn, really.
Okay, but be that. But you still should, we should still have that line in a level where we actually can come together and put our shit together and can be as one and just be straight as cool. I mean, if that goes back to that 100%, if you that 100%, you tell me what it is or how you want it or whatever, and we can work that thing out together. I mean, that is no problem. Okay. But it ain't nothing like a nigga with a swag game that's off the chain, and you actually can bag your swag up.
All right.
You can bag your swag up.
All right. That's okay. What's up. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
Bye, babe.
All right. So, obviously, I don't know.
We already know.
I want some fellas to call in because I'm going to tell you right, motherfucker.
Okay,
niggas going to be on the damn near opposite end. Niggas going to always look at a motherfucking female and be like, he fine first. They going to look at a female and they going to look at the physical.
Nah, but if you can't see it, she gonna have to be sexy.
I'm saying I asked all these ladies, what's the one you that you gravitate to most? You know niggas gravitate to that motherfucking goddamn fine that body and all
but
that.
But if they can't see, hey, that's just like a motherfucker if you find your motherfucking work clothes coming at you,
right,
bitch, straight up, you already know,
right,
nigga already know if you find a motherfucking work
finding them work, nigga, damn.
Oh.
Damn, nigga, you were this motherfucker goddamn sexy, and she goddamn waitress wiping the table off, nigga.
What?
You already know, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Man, come on. Now.
How can she go wrong? You see her? You know what she?
Hey, look here, fella. Let me tell y'all, nigga, something, man. When y'all see me a bleed, man, this how I know nigga be sweat. Yeah, this how I can tell the nigga ain't got no swag, man. Cause when niggas see me out in the street, man, I'm goddamn in my crusher bitch outfit, and a nigga look me from motherfucking feet to head like a motherfucking bitch, nigga. I know, nigga. Y'all already know I know. And to y'all out here, they get mad because my hair longer than y'all, man. y'all got some motherfucking issues, man. You know what I'm saying? My shit got down my motherfucking back, man, like a motherfucking Cadillac. You know what I'm talking about? So look, get your motherfucking hair game on too, baby. You know what I'm saying? Don't do me. Do your motherfucking hair. You understand me? So come on with it, man.
Pimp tight.
Now y'all niggas know when y'all see me and Blin, man, how we doing, man. Don't even motherfucking play. If you like a tall nigga, Blin gonna get you.
All right.
But if you like a short nigga, man, that's gonna spit this shit, hey, man, I'm gonna get you, brother.
So, all right. So, we basically said, all the women pretty much agreeing, even though a lot of them saying money don't necessarily mean you got swag.
Because sometimes they can't even really peek the money. They got to see how you walk.
The thing about it is a nigga can front like they got money for a minute. By the time you realize that nigga really got no money, sometimes you done fuck that nigga three times.
Hey, look.
They don't even realize this nigga really broke.
Hey, yeah, what?
You know what I'm saying? You got swag, nigga. If you got money, nigga, pull it. Don't even let her know you got that bread. Fucking money. You can still pull a nigga. I feel like a nigga got, nigga, even if I got bread, nigga, I ain't even let a motherfucker know.
But you know what they be doing sometimes?
I'm going to pull on my own game, my nigga.
So you know when he ain't in the Tahoe, he might be in the Cadillac. So you might see him in the lake and be like,
that's
it don't matter, nigga, if you push that bitch. The Dakota store the bitch see you, nigga, and you jump out that bitch.
I ain't driving, but it's out of commission, right? I can't do it right now.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, you know how it go.
I mean, I'm just saying, ladies. I'm just saying. I want the fellas to call in because the fellas be calling, but they don't never be wanting to holler and shit. I see niggas sitting on that right now. They don't want to talk, though. I'm trying to get a clear definition of what the fuck is swag. Number one, a lot of women what's the one word all of them saying? Confident.
Yeah.
Every single woman said swag is confident. So
because a nigga,
you could be a confident ass broke nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that. I feel all I'm saying, you can just be confident, whatever. But I don't give a fuck. That nigga the most confident nigga in the world. The first thing a motherfucking woman do when they meet you, niggas, look at your shoes.
But check this out. First time I already don't mess it up. You can put on a white tee and a fresh pair of white F1s and that, nigga. And they going. They think you dope boy already. True. They already think you dope boy now. True. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I mean, you got to have no motherfucking jewelry on. Nigga, put a G-Shock on. Buy a $150 G-Shock watch. A little Walmart watch, nigga. And you know what I'm saying? They just be like, oh, this. Hell, he dope boy. He got a little dope boy swag.
Dope boy swag.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. It's all different kinds of swag.
Yeah, it is.
It's goddamn corporate boy swag. Yeah. It's goddamn, you know, dope boy swag. Yeah. I guess. I mean, just like with chicks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You meet people like Taisha.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? She got that neo-soul swag.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that kind of shit. I love that.
But
I told you about Erykah Badu is that whole.
But guess what, though?
Flavor.
But guess what?
To me, a lot of them girls don't even wear skinny tight clothes and little mini skirts and stilettos and all that. But nigga, I can go down to goddamn Sugar Hill downtown with that whole crowd.
Yeah.
You know, and nigga, it'd be some of the most sexiest motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And they ain't got no tight shit on.
Yeah.
Some of them have their head in a wrap, nigga, but it's something about that particular shit. Something about dope boy swag that a lot of motherfucking females like. You know what I'm saying? They nigga may not be a dope boy, but he got a dope boy swag.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all niggas right
and
now.
And they like that.
I'm going to tell y'all niggas right now, man. This comes from motherfucking P-Reds affiliated. This just my own total opinion, man. I'm not motherfucking putting on no skinny motherfucking leg jeans, nigga. You feel me? I'm not putting on no too little motherfucking shirt, nigga, and a book bag on my back and a motherfucking hat and flip that bitch up with my pants hanging off my ass like on the motherfucking shit. It ain't happening.
But some
please
women like that. Some girls like that.
Please believe it.
Some girls like that.
Hey, might do, but I just
now we're talking about clothes and style. That's what I'm saying. Listen, man.
That's a swag, though.
Hold on.
But I'm saying
I need to repeat the whole thing.
But let me say it like this, though.
What?
Even while we even on this subject of swag, it's so funny because the gay females got that same kind of swag, and the motherfucking gay niggas got the same kind of swag. You feel me? Everybody, they rocking that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You just don't motherfucking know.
Once again, let me break this all the way down. Everybody who just tuned in, we got a lot of calls on the line now. My line's getting filled. We're finna go to the callers. This is the whole thing I'm asking you, okay? Style, or you can call it style or swag versus sexy versus fine. Can you have one without the other, okay? Can you be fine but not have no swag and no sexiness? And can you have a lot of swag and shit and not be fine? And the other question is, which one do you go for the most, you know what I'm saying? Can that person have a body like a model? I mean, can that person not have a body like a model, but it's just something about that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Can you be sexy but not fine? Some people feel like you can't be sexy if you ain't attractive. You feel what I'm saying?
Nah.
They feel like you got to be attractive to be sexy.
That ain't true, though.
Fine is true. How you going to get the definition of what the fuck is fine and what the fuck is
sexy? No, that ain't true, because you know.
But I'm telling you, this swag shit.
Bitch, you can be a 1031.
And ladies.
You can be a 1031.
Ladies. don't give a fuck what y'all say, ladies. Yeah. 1 through 10, goddamn it, 10 being your swag on a trillion. Nigga with money, y'all give him 5 notches. I don't give a fuck what you say. Fuck what you heard.
Hey, look,
he got money with the ladies, they give that nigga the first 5 notches.
But they
got
a 5 notch if he got the money first, though. They
got the money, realize the nigga got the money, nigga. That nigga get 5 notches off the top that niggas don't even get. That average nigga don't get because this nigga got bread. He got big money. He get 5 notches off the top with women. I don't give a fuck what man one of them say. It may not be enough. He may have a
I
money.
Go there.
And can't
go
get
there.
It under 5.
I go there. I go there.
You feel what I'm
but
saying?
But
the women get that nigga 5 notches off the rip.
What they
got
to find out? He got
the
first
man one
of
them say. Ladies, if I'm wrong, holler at me.
Hey, but look,
I'm gonna
give you another situation.
I'm
right
just telling you. A girl, a pretty ass guy, a fine ass female, if she just physically fine, we giving her the first 5 with the nigga. If you see her nigga and that got a motherfucking ass out this world and a cute face, even before she opened her mouth, she could be the most ignorant bitch ever. She could be the most ghetto, gold nigga bitch ever.
You know what?
But before you go any further, when you see that bitch, you giving her 5 knots to you a nigga. Same thing with the ladies and the motherfucking money. You get half a swag filled up ASAP like that.
I was invited to a little house party, right?
Right.
But some chicks were throwing it. I went with my cousin. You know
right.
what I'm saying? He wanted me to follow through because it was his girl sister throwing it.
Right.
So I went through, you know, man. You know me, man. I went through, crushed the bitch off, you know, man. You know,
uh-huh.
I stay fresh. As soon as I walked in the door, went through the house, smoked everybody, went to the garage where everybody was smoking.
Uh-huh.
Nigga wasn't even motherfucking 3 minutes, motherfucker came up to me was like, shit, I'm digging you. I'm just digging
what you got on.
Yeah, it was just a swag. I hadn't even said it now. I was just like, hey, what's up, baby? What's happening? You know?
Right.
Just kept it like that. Went on in the garage. The motherfucker came out the house, in the garage, and came right by me and posted up on the truck and told me, shit, bro, I'm just digging what you got on. I just like what she like. I just like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
maybe,
it's like,
so that's it. So
bitch, ain't know if I had no money or not.
Okay. All right. We're going to line. Hey, the number to call me is 347-934-0966. I got like 10 people on the line raising their hand. If you want to holler at us and give your opinion, please hit the number 1 on your keypad so I can get to you, okay? Let me know you want to holler at me. 347-934-0966. Call us if you're already on the line. Hit the number 1. You got an opinion about what we got to say. If you want to say something, I'll come to your line. I got somebody right here. Yo, come here.
Hello.
Carla, what's going on, Carla? Who is this?
Miss Peaches.
Hey, Miss Peaches.
Yes.
Hey, Peaches. We ain't heard from you in a couple days. I was worried about
you. Yeah, I had to take care of some business.
All right. You've been up here for a minute hearing everything we're saying. What you got to say?
Well,
first of all, which one do you gravitate to more? That's the first question, everybody. Which one going to pull you in the most? If that motherfucker just goddamn dropped dead and it got the goddamn six-pack and a big chest and all this other shit, that's what you going to pull you first, or is it this nigga a swag first? Which one first?
Swag.
Now, what the hell
swag
is swag? What's your version? What the hell you mean by swag?
Just like what everybody else been saying. I mean, you know, the confidence, just the whole... Just being a man, you know what I'm saying? I think that's swag. I know firemen, they got swag versus a rich nigga, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody with some money. So I know. So the swag for me. But.
Okay, wait. So what? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. What you about to say?
So you said firemen that got more swag than a nigga with money. But if you know
uh-huh.
for a fact, this man got long money, this nigga rich. You don't think they got their whips
on their I mean,
you know
yeah, that's always an added plus. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's
an added plus to the game, but that's not necessary.
I didn't say it was necessary. Ladies, I did not say that was necessary. I know a lot of guys, nigga, my swag on the tree. I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker say, nigga, and I ain't rich. I ain't broke, but I ain't rich, but I got them. I really mean, nigga. This me. This Blizzard. Fuck with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Yeah.
But goddamn it, I ain't rich. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it must be something about me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know it's your swag.
But I know rich niggas. I done seen niggas. Us fucking with the music industry. We been all around. We know places, industry parties, and all kind of shit. We done seen niggas that we know pussy niggas, that we know square ass niggas. But these niggas pull up and motherfucking goddamn... big ass Benz's and all this other shit, and all the hoes just gravitate to these
well,
niggas.
See,
now, We've been around these motherfucking fuck ass niggas. We know these niggas really pussy. We know, and all these women say they want a real nigga and blah, blah, blah. But we done seen women go for the game this nigga got because that nigga, you know, watch goddamn cost more than my everything I own. You feel what I'm saying? I done seen it with my own eyes. You feel me though?
I think it's just the individual person. Because to me, like for me, I know this might sound crazy as a motherfucker, but I like a lame, cool-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't like no street nigga. I done had that, I did that, that's not my thing. So, I mean, if you laugh, you cool, you got swag, you good with me. I mean, you know, that's going to, I will give you conversation.
Okay.
But right. What I was going to say is my example of a celebrity.
Okay.
Like, the dude, I would say, like, 50 Cent, he's fine. Uh-huh. His body is fine. You know what I'm saying? But to me, that nigga ain't got no swagger. But David Banner, I say he got swagger.
Okay.
And he ain't got all what 50 Cent got.
Right. Okay. That's a good, I appreciate you giving that celebrity example. Everybody, if you can think of a celebrity when you call it up here, if you can think of somebody that's kind of famous, whatever, and give us an example of, yeah, that nigga fine, but you can't fuck with him, but this motherfucker over here really ain't all that good looking, but you think he got swagger, let us know. All right, I dig that, Miss Peaches. I feel what you're saying. You know what I mean? I said Erykah Badu got stupid swagger. She's sexy to me, even though up until I seen that goddamn video, I never thought she was fine, but that bitch is fine. It's hell. Hands down. She took the motherfucking pants off, nigga. I was like, damn.
Down.
I said, damn. That motherfucker bad. She had me fooled. I was already in love with her. Imagine if I'd have got to her, but then she just, I seen that. Boy, I might have had a spring.
She just like you think she got
swag.
No. She like you think she got swag. Somebody else might like diamond. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like her shit, but a lot of niggas don't like her swag.
I feel you. Well, all right. I appreciate that, Miss Peach. Stay in line. If you hit number one again, all right?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? We could hold on. Somebody from 850 said they want to holler at us. 850-896.
Yeah, that's me back on the line. I had a little something to take care of. You know what I'm saying? I had to jump back on here. But I'm
going
to know. You know what? Excuse me all the time, 24/7, baby. But I just wanted to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can agree with her with the David Banner thing. You know what I'm saying? David Banner not the usual, you know what I'm saying, nigga you would go for, but he got so much swag. You feel what I'm saying? He got so much swag. Like, Morris Chestnut, he's fine as hell. You know what I'm saying? Just a TT. But David Banner, you know what I'm saying? He's not sexy to me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But he got hella swag. You know what I'm saying? So I can really feel what she's talking about on it. You know what I'm saying? But to me, if you ain't got no swag, baby, then, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing. You got to have that swag. You got to have that swag. And it's automatic. I don't care what females say, but listen, I got to agree with you. If a nigga got bread off top, ladies, just keep it 100. This is K100. You understand what I'm saying? You go get that nigga that 5 off top. You understand
off
what
top.
I'm saying?
Off top.
Just keep it real. And then you going to check and see if that nigga got that swag you looking for. You feel me?
Right. That's all I'm saying.
You go get that nigga that 5 off top.
You're right. Just like niggas, when you see a badass woman, be the most ignorant, ghetto, gold digging this bitch ever. But when you see her, nigga, she gonna get them 5 off top of that bitch fine. Now, she can be stuck at 5. You feel me? She can be stuck at 5, and that rich nigga can be stuck at 5. You know what I'm saying? But
they got 5.
You gonna get them if you gonna get them 5 off top. Like at the script,
you gonna get them 5 off top.
Right.
Take
it off. Now I gotta get credit where credit
due. You know what I'm saying? My boy Blizzard, he got that swag. You feel what I'm saying? Gotta get it.
Hey!
Yeah. You heard it here first. I've been knowing you since 04. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing you since 04. This is 10. You know what I'm saying? I still fuck with you, my boy. You know what I'm saying? You got that swag about yourself.
Appreciate it, baby.
All right, now.
All right. So, Colonel Key raised her hand back up.
Uh-oh.
Keela!
Hey.
What you got? Well, she must got something to refute. What you
got?
Why
don't you just bring your ass down here? Shit!
I sure have. I saw
it. Hey! Bring your monkey ass back down here. Put these headphones on. Pot on. Let it get to it. Pot on.
Why you want me to come back? Because you digging my swag?
Hold on. Hey, wait a minute. First off, you had no swag yesterday, though. Don't let, hey, look, them little scrap
man. You had no swag yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you had no swag yesterday, though. You had no, yeah. You know, like you were going to watch.
And
you were going to watch. You look like you were going to watch some clothes with me.
But that's all right, because guess what? I bet you when I step out, go to Walmart or whatever, I got about five niggas falling behind me trying to see what I'm buying.
Oh, that what it is? So you, so you say you getting that five off top?
I get my five off top.
All right, man. What you had to say? What you had to say, Key?
Man, my celebrity example would be Denzel Washington. Like, he is really not all that cute to me, but it's just something about him. You know, his walk, all that. He ain't really that cute to me. But then, too, when they was, when you were saying, like, you just really said what I was about to say when you, with the money thing. Nigga, you'll be stuck at that five. So five don't really get you too far. You know what I'm saying? You might get the five off top because you got some bread. But after that, then what? And then
all
with
right.
The females, when y'all were saying that, like, if you could tell if he got money or if he get out of Maserati, to me, all I see is bills. When I see some big expensive cars, I see bills. I see, nigga, you got a $1,000 car note. You got to put premium gas. I mean, you might be broke just trying to pay for that.
Yeah, you're right.
But, you know, it's your game. If you up on game, when you conversate with somebody, you already know. It can be a busted nigga because I know plenty of dudes. They got money. They drive their hoopty around town. Then you get to the crib, and they got four, five other cars, but they was riding in the hoop ride.
You're right. That's what I do. If I had a bunch of money, nigga, I'd never really stunt unless I'm going to an event. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to some kind of award show or something. And, you know, you got to play the part. I do that. But in my regular,
game,
you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I ride around in some old regular shit. I wouldn't let these motherfuckers
that
run, so I got shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to goddamn, I'm going to put you on that swag, on my own individual personal swag. Fuck the money. I don't need them five. I'm going to get them five anyway.
Because you fucking with us.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get them five anyway about you, baby. All right, Key.
Don't go nowhere.
Yo.
Hey, take your ass to Walmart.
I got to go to a song real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and spin this song coming off the new album that I got coming up. The Cinema of Me be dropping it this summer. You feel me? It's called She Got It. You know what I'm saying? And basically, I'm just talking about swag in this song. You know what I'm saying? You know, I swag when we jump out fishing. The swag, you know, these women on here got a couple of girls in here featuring Miss Friday and Miss T. Carter. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The Cinema of Me, this me, this Blizzom, this She Got It. Look for the new album coming out. This one of y'all. I'm giving y'all all kind of sneak previews of the record, man, on the show. That's goddamn it. Just for fuck with me and support. Y'all get to hear all this shit first, all right?
Fuck with your boy.
Here we go. She got it.
Trying to read, more tender shots.
To the cinema, me.
Chainless.
You feel me? Featuring Miss T. Carter, featuring Miss Friday. You know what I'm saying? That's all she got. It's gonna be on my new album. All right, welcome back to the show, K100. You know what I'm saying?
And what we're talking about is.
And what we're talking about today is swag versus swag or style, whichever you want to call it.
Versus sexy. You know,
versus fine. All right? The question we gotta ask is, can you be fine without really just having any swag effects? And it's like, some people be like, you know, you got to be attractive in order to at least have some swag. And some people are like, you ain't got to be attractive. You can still have swag. You feel me? Can you have one without the other? The other question is, which one do you go for? Like, which one pulls you in the most? Like, when you see somebody, you're like, dang, that person is such and such fine. They body, everything is so fine. Well, that gives you a swag, have a better chance of pulling you. Because you see a female, if you see a fine nigga or a guy, you see a fine female, that's okay, but you still got a swag is first before you really get all in with them. You understand what I'm saying?
So that's
the question. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Can you, you know, that's which one do you think is more important? Or an opinion question. You feel me? Because everybody's individual opinion gonna vary from this. Now, for the most part, and I also ask, well, what is swag? You know, if you saying it's a swag that can put you nigga, what is swag? You know what I'm saying? We talked about different kinds, you know, so far.
It is a different kind of swag.
It is a different kind of swag. Okay, but look, every female that called up here, and that's all we had tonight. I don't know what the fellas at tonight. They tripping. But every female that called up here, swag, the first word they all said is confident. I mean, that tell me, nigga, if you ain't even confident in yourself, you don't say
confident.
But some of them said confident. They said this and this, every single one. Not everyone now said the word confident.
Nigga, if you know you ain't confident in yourself, nigga, you should yourself.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
What the f? You may have a reason not to be confident in yourself.
Man, maybe they. I don't give a damn. It's all, nigga. If your sight, your hearing, all your limbs, nigga, you should, nigga, you confident when you wake up in the morning every morning.
But some niggas feel like they broke, so they ain't got no confidence. That's what I'm saying. I also brung up the fact, 678, we getting to you. I also brung up the fact that the scale of being your swag on a trillion, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? On a scale of 1 through 10, I brung up the fact that guys, when it comes to females, female, the first 5 goddamn notches, she goddamn physically attractive. That's what guy, all you niggas out there who think, man, nigga, say something, nigga. You gonna give a female them first 5 notches, nigga, before she open her mouth.
Okay, but I got a question for you since you
hold
said
on,
that.
Hold on. And ladies, I said, if a nigga got money and you got that bread, you know that nigga got low paper, he get the first 5 notches. Now, he may not get the other 5, he may not get up to 6. He may be a total lame, a total swell, like Veronica said, a fucking asshole, a dog ass nigga, and he's stuck at 5. But, ladies, y'all gonna get nigga them first 5. Just like a nigga gonna get them women that first 5 because they 5. And then with that, you get the other 5, you're gonna have to get out of the
league.
Right, you
know what I'm saying? If you was a broke nigga, would your confidence be low?
No, because I've been broke my
one low. I ain't broke before. Fellas, that's all I'm saying. I'm asking the host. I'm asking bro.
Right.
So, fellas, please believe me. If you're broke, nigga, that don't mean you goddamn got to be lucky. You know me, man. The house, man, is there to get something new, a change the scenery, nigga. The world is not over.
Right. That's real talk. But I'm telling you, man, a woman can make you fucked up if you ain't got shit. Damn, just play your ass. A lot of these women, man, play.
Hey, that's
why is it? If it don't matter, if you don't swag to a female, why is it that the first thing they look at is the nigga's shoes? If your shoes fucked up, I don't give a fuck if you come up with the illest motherfucking come up line, come out line ever. Just don't look at your goddamn feet and keep it moving.
Just,
and
okay,
keep it moving.
But guess what though? What you saying that, right?
Right.
But what if you? But what if you just getting off work though? No, I'm talking about if you at, nigga. I ain't talking about you just getting off work, nigga. You walking through the mall, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Off work, nigga.
But some niggas go through the mall fresh off work.
I mean, you know a nigga looking like he fresh off work, nigga.
I don't try
to hold shit.
I try that shit before. I go out because I don't really give a fuck.
Me neither.
You know what I'm saying? But I try that shit
before. I'm just saying.
Just what? Just to see what a motherfucking female will do.
Why they think
you
try to pull in your work clothes?
I just went out just on some all this shit.
Did it work?
Hell no. Let me tell you what I did.
Hell no, it didn't work.
Not at first, because she did walk by, but I told her. I said, baby, now I can go home and motherfucking goddamn do the shit, man, and call them motherfucking beat motherfucking A1 now. You know what I'm saying?
Why you had to say that?
Oh, but guess what? The bitch still stuck though. You know what I'm talking about?
Why you had to say that?
Hey,
why you had to say that?
Because I'm confident, nigga. I'm confident in me, brother.
I'm a, all up here, my motherfucking homeboy, nigga. Fuck going to club. Fuck money. We don't need no money, brother. We just got it confident.
We ain't gonna pull up in the whole thing. We just gotta be confident.
Ladies, you know what I'm saying? I understand.
We got the average niggas walking around here, man. We got pool in the city.
I understand, ladies.
Fellas, get back to your game up, man.
All right. 678-571, get at me.
Hey, what's up?
What's going down? Who's this?
This is Coco Smooth.
What's up, Coco Smooth? You called the show before?
Yeah, I called up here a couple times.
Oh, Smooth, do you keep changing your name, nigga? Fuck. Hey. 571. You stick and you stick to the first alien. We remember you.
Hey.
We do got a lot of people that call up here. So, is Coco Smooth from now on or what? Is that it?
Okay, I'm gonna sit to Coco Smooth.
Okay, Coco Smooth. What time for Coco Smooth? Damn it, man.
Well, I feel like swag is definitely more important than, you know, the whole physical personal appearance thing. Now, not to say that they can be busted in the face or nothing like that, but definitely swag plays a big role in it. And totally about the shoes. If your shoes is beating the concrete, I can't do it. That's total turn off for me.
Why? What is it about the shoes, Charlie? What? Just tell me. What is it about the fucking shoes?
Mama them taught her to do that shit.
What is it about the shoes, Coco Smooth? What is it about the fucking shoes? What is that?
I don't know.
If the shoes are, what does it mean?
I mean, if you ain't taking care of your feet or what you got on your feet, you know, I mean,
walk on
the
feet.
You taking care of the rest of your body.
Your feet is the lowest thing. I mean, if I tell my nigga can just have on a plain white tee, but that nigga got on, that white tee might cost $5. You know what I'm saying? But that nigga got on fresh pair of jeans. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. But nigga, the nigga got a $5 shirt on. Everywhere else you go, you got a $5 shirt on. You know what I'm saying? But a motherfucking black woman, boy, as long as that nigga got them motherfucking feet right, oh, it's okay.
Your pocket,
the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. What does that mean, Coco?
I don't understand it either, but it is what it is.
It's a woman. It's a woman. It's a woman. Hey, listen, Captain Real. Hey, listen, goddamn it. She don't even know. Just get the shoe game up. Nigga, get the shoe game up. Fuck it.
Please.
It's all right if you just going to work. Shit, I wear some regular shit to work. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck. Shit,
that's right.
Well, at the car, but at the goddamn, I ain't gonna lie, nigga, because I already know the game. I'm not gonna go out with some fucked up shoes on.
I ain't worried about
don't
it, bitch.
Do it.
Come on,
don't do it.
You know what I'm saying? Even though that means I'm broke, that don't mean shit. That don't mean I live with my mama. That don't mean I got my own car, my own place. That don't mean I own a goddamn business. That don't mean I'm a job making good money. That don't mean I'm hosting a motherfucking radio show. You don't fucking give a fuck about that shit. Just my damn shoes, you motherfuckers. Hey, goddamn it, black women.
Hey, fellas. Hey, fellas, you gotta have more than goddamn 3 pounds of shoes, nigga. Hey, 2 pounds of tennis shoes and a pound of dress shoes don't count, nigga.
Damn it. Now, hold on. Peter ain't got it. Actually, you a little bit. But you ain't got a two. Yo, but you know, that's you. I'm not. People are into clothes like that. You just happen to be way more into clothes than me. Like, I really ain't into clothes. Like, you and my cousin, nigga, y'all clothes. Y'all just, I don't know about y'all. Fuck that. Y'all a little bit into clothes. I don't know what to say with that.
Hey, but guess what, bro? It don't even matter. So, that's the shit I buy. That I don't motherfucking wear, nigga.
Y'all over the top.
They don't even make clothes in my size. I'm a little bitty nigga. So goddamn, I'm in blizzard size, nigga. So when you see me, nigga, they fold it up 3-4 times. I might got on blizzard shit, nigga. You motherfucking don't, nigga.
Nah, we bullshitting. We don't wear each other clothes. We just bullshitting. We grown ass men. So Coco, give me an example of somebody that you feel that's like famous or something. Okay, this nigga really ain't it's ugly, but he swag on a tree, and I fuck him anyway. And give me an example of a nigga who, like, don't even give a fuck what the fuck that nigga swag is. You gonna mash him with that fine. Show them niggas out there.
I'll say, like, Lil Wayne in the face. You know, he not the, you know, the most pleasant person to look at, but he's give him some extra points, you know what I'm saying? And then the money is definitely an added bonus, so...
I already talked about the money. You heard what we said about the money, right? You already know that, right?
Yes,
Lil Wayne, celebrities. It's kind of an unfair question because a celebrity gonna automatically get 5 notches of swag, like I said, because he's rich already from those ladies. You know what I mean? He's famous. He's gonna get 5 notches. He might get 7 notches, motherfuckers.
Right.
He got more notches of swag. Lil fucking Wayne. No matter. You know what I'm saying?
It don't.
That's how it is. But I'm just saying.
That's
kind of, I don't know. Go ahead.
But I'd say probably Trey Songz, even though he got like a small frame or whatever, still his swagger is on point. So.
Okay. Well, all right. So you saying it's more about swag. And you saying your swag to you is what in? What is it?
Definitely confidence. You got to have some hustle about yourself. Got to have some realness. For me personally, I do like some street in you. So,
Okay.
That's swag for me. And you got to have some charm, too. So, all of that.
Charm. Okay.
Yeah,
all
charm.
Right. All right. So. We know. We first over here. We got a big vocabulary. We know what you're talking about. We know. All right, Coco Smooth, will you please keep that same alias, please, Coco Smooth?
Okay.
Thank you very much, baby.
It's official. It's official.
Okay, I do appreciate you calling the show. Thanks for your opinion. All right. Yo, like I said, nigga, confident, nigga. I'm going to go to the club with $20 in confidence. Fuck it. I don't need nothing else, nigga. Confident. I'm going to the club with $20 in confidence.
Hey, how many motherfuckers can Google Blizzard? You can Google you, nigga.
It doesn't matter, man. I ain't a house. There's nobody to a lot of these motherfucking females, nigga, get in situation to skip the line, so fuck it.
Yes, you can.
You know, I can't skip the line at Chit Chat, not Situ Station.
You know, we can skip
the line at Chit Chat. We don't want Situ Station.
Hey, but we can skip the line at Chit Chat, nigga, don't play.
We can.
Play.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't skip the line. I had to wait in line. What you ain't telling me? Who we affiliated with at Situ Station?
Hey, I'm just saying, nigga, the bouncer right there at the door, nigga. And motherfucker, on top of that, nigga, the East Coast police officer that fuck with that fuck with my little brother, nigga, ain't nigga. He go up there, nigga.
Fuck it. I had to wait in line last time. I got to go to the VIP line. I don't do the hour long line shit. But anyway, ladies. Y'all say swag is all you need. Swag is all you need. All the confidence. Little confidence. You got to be confident. Okay. Ladies, all is the fat ass and the cute face, then I guess. And we should start from there. I think the whole thing is, I just think the whole idea of what I'm trying to get everybody to. Everybody pretty much says swag is what I was saying. Whatever, but you gotta have a swag. But they ain't saying, none of them have said so far that you can be fine and have what's with you. They all saying you got to have the swag. So I swag is more important then goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to go out here and get for the summer. Fuck it, nigga. Fuck it. Get your shoe game up, nigga. Get your confidence up, nigga. And you do it. Fuck LA Fit. That's all I'm saying.
Hey. Don't no woman want to be with a nigga that go get chucked out by another nigga, man.
That's not sweat.
No, man.
That's your man. You know, don't no woman want no little punk ass boy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Part of being a man. I don't even quite swag. Swagless motherfucker ever. You ain't gonna be a bitch nigga let a nigga try you. So that swag. That's being a man. A grown ass man ain't finna let nobody got. I don't give a fuck, nigga. What this nigga try and disrespect you. Man, you got to whoop my ass and kill me. But you ain't gonna try me and I ain't gonna do nothing. Know what I mean? No, nigga. That ain't gonna happen. Reaping the thump. I'ma lose or die. You know what I'm saying? It's only three options in this motherfucker. Or you can die. Matter of fact, that's four.
Hey, look,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, that
you know what I mean?
Is that one type of song.
You feel me? It's four options out this bitch with me. That's how it's gonna go down. Okay. I see one of my officers on the line. Say, what's happening?
What's up?
What's going down, Shay? You been listening to the show?
Yes, I've been listening on the computer, but I decided to call in so I could like hear you guys a little bit better and speak.
Okay.
My
okay, so go ahead, run it down. What you got to show me?
Well,
first of all, which one, Matthew, which one do a nigga can pull you the most when it comes to a man?
It's definitely got to be the swag. And I'm going to tell you this, because a lot of the fine guys, it's like, I'm not trying to say a guy with swag can't be fine, but, you know, like the super fine guys, to me, what I find is most times they feel like they don't have to put in as much work. Like, you're just automatically supposed to, like, go for them just because, you know, they're supposed to be the total package. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, you know, they feel like, you know, they can just do whatever. Like, they don't really have to put in any work. They just feel like, okay, well, shit, I'm just going to smile at her and this bitch going to want me. No. No, I'm sorry. I'm cute, too. Hell, if that's the case, I can just smile at you and you're just supposed to come with me. You know what I mean?
True that. I mean, now I'll tell you one thing about that. That's a good-ass motherfucking point. Hold on. What? And this is across the board. This is across the board. Attractive motherfucking people do have an arrogant, fine-ass women the same motherfucking way. A fine motherfucking woman, nigga, feel like, nigga, I'm... So you got to... Nigga, bring your motherfucking 100% because a fine ass motherfucker already know she's fine. She already walking around that motherfucker like, yeah, I already know I'm fine, nigga. Don't even say this motherfucker to come with no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because she already.
That's true. But, you know, you gotta be down.
Maybe niggas is like that. I don't know. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
You know,
but I know females are definitely like that.
If you're going to be fine, though, you know, have the rest of it to go with it. You know, I think I'm all that, but, you know, I feel like I have a little bit more to go with it. I don't think I'm just a cute face. You know, I don't just expect some guy to just like me just because I look cute. I want somebody to like me for what's a little bit deeper than that. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're
okay.
Looking at the outside, then you might as well just be looking at the next girl. I mean, she could have went and bought everything to make her look like the outside. You know what I mean?
That's true. She could have got you right. They begin to booty shots. The booty shots. That's it right there. So
they got the booty pants. See, I can't even have that advantage no more. People can go and buy ass. How about that?
Booty pants, body magic, fake lashes, weave, lipo, all that shit, nigga. Okay? Kill a bitch.
I'm telling you. But let me comment about them shoes, though.
Hold on. Okay. What about the shoes? We wrong about the shoes? We wrong?
No, see, no, y'all right about the shoes. See, I really do look at shoes. And not to say, like, the price of the shoes and like that, but you can tell a lot about a man by his shoes and by his feet, because you have to check out, see, if he going to keep his feet looking good and if he going to keep his shoes tight, then you know the rest of them ain't going to be tight. I mean, because, you know, ain't nobody gonna pay attention to their shoes before they pay attention to their face. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of goes without saying, you know, if you're looking good at the bottom, you know the top got to be straight.
Now that's that. Nigga can goddamn have some fire joints on it. Thinking in a motherfucker. Nigga got bad
hygiene. Hygiene matters. Come on, now that goes without saying. Now you gotta have clean feet too.
No, you just said.
I said nice feet. Come on now.
No, you just said. You started the feet. You started the shoes. You're like all y'all black women do. All y'all. It's y'all. Y'all, you know y'all are the only race that do that, right? Black ladies. Hey, black women. women on my show? Are you black women listening? Yeah, nigga. Y'all the only ones that do that bullshit.
You look at
y'all the only race of women that mad that really put that much emphasis on a motherfucking man's. Y'all the ones, nigga. Don't get it fucked up.
Let me tell you why, though.
Y'all the only one. I don't know why. You just told me why. But I can put you wrong because the nigga and damn grill be fucked. Goddamn. I mean, what the fuck? He can have on a $5 t-shirt. He broke his fuck, but his shoes clean. Come on, man.
No, see, it don't matter about the money, though. Hey, when I say about the shoes, I mean, they got to be clean, and then, you know, you got to take care of them. I mean, it don't matter.
I pissed them off.
They ain't, like, rolling over. You ain't got to sew them back together. You know, Shay,
I pissed everybody off by raising their hand. I think I made them mad when I said.
You probably did. See, I've been trying to get my
everybody raise their hand.
Everybody else.
Everybody wants to talk to me.
Everybody out.
Fuck, man, I'm right. Hold on. Oh, hold on.
Look, hey, check this
out. All right, Shay, don't worry.
Hey, look, the white boys.
I'm
going to
ask everybody.
Look,
I'm
going to
ask everybody. Hold on.
The white boys can wear the motherfucking penny long. And get away with it. What?
That shit don't mean nothing to a white bitch.
Hell no.
Flip flops, nigga. They be at the La Villa in flip flops, nigga.
Get
nothing.
Get it.
Hey, 5-0, I'm coming to you. Don't get it fucked up. I see you. Hold on. Okay. Everybody want to raise their fucking hands. They got a problem with what I said.
Huh?
Like, you don't like what I said about when black women in the news, you raise your hand when I said that.
No, man, you breaking up. But no, I don't know. I don't understand about the shoes. I mean, like if a guy just got finished washing his ride, you might see him in the, you know, in a gas station or whatever, and you look at his shoes, you don't know he just got finished washing his ride. I mean, I know what Shay was saying. I mean, if his toes, like if his baby toe busting out the side of his shoe, you kind of like wondering what's up. You know what I'm saying? Are you perping? You know, what's up with that? I don't know. What's up with the shoes though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm asking y'all. I'm a guy. I got to perform rules, so my shoe game be when I step out.
Honestly, I never understood what my mom said that, my grandma. I never understood what they meant about a man's shoes. Okay, you look at his shoes. So he got some nice shoes on. Your point is what? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. You know, because you can see a dude that just got off work. He got on his steel toes like me. I wear steel toe shoes to work. When I get off work, if a dude looking at my feet and he see them busted steel toes, if he judging me by that, he going to be like, damn, I don't want to get with her. What's up with her shoes? So if you going to church, I just don't get it. I mean, shoes are shoes. They clean. I mean, if your toes busting out the side, then I might be kind of like, well, what's up with that? But I remember seeing a picture of President Obama in a magazine, and he had his feet up on the desk. And I kid you not, the bottom of his shoes was like, you could tell that he wore these shoes often. Either that or he just didn't know how to walk. And I thought that was sexy because what that said to me is that this man, he's not money oriented. You know what I'm saying? He's not just, even though he could probably have 50 pair of shoes or whatever, he's not wasting his money buying shoes, trying to look like something he's not. So honestly, I just don't understand why women make a big deal about shoes. Now, I do like nice feet. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no brother expecting my toes to be nice, and he got wolf toes, and he got fungus on his toes and all that, and corns and his shit jacked up. That I don't get.
Right. Okay. I feel you on that, Veronica. Thank you, Veronica. Veronica is in the minority. Everybody's raising their hands because I said shoes. Keela.
Man, I'm a teeth person.
You a what?
A teeth person.
So you don't really... You don't sweat shoes like that? You don't really think about
it? No, I need you to have some nice teeth.
You don't look at that man's shoes when you goddamn meet this guy. You ain't get that passed on from old school black women to you about looking at a man's feet and the man's feet tell you this at a third. You don't go by that.
Your teeth messed up, I ain't even looking down no more past your grill. I don't even know what kind of shoe. I don't even. You could be barefoot, and if your teeth fucked up, I can't talk to you. Real talk.
Okay. All right, goddamn cool white. All right, hold on. I gotta get a couple of people. A couple of people raise their hand when I start talking about this shit. I don't know what the problem is. What's up? Who is Miss?
Yeah, that Miss Peaches.
Why you raise your hand when I start talking about nigga shit?
Cause
what?
I don't go for the shoes. That don't mean not a damn thing. I like the teeth. You taking care of yourself, you going to the doctor, getting your shit all together. Them shoes? No.
Well, what the hell, y'all? Did y'all not go to the club? That's what the guy is. I'm going to put this shit on Facebook.
You breaking up.
I put this on Facebook one time. You hear me?
Huh?
I said, I put this on Facebook one time, and everybody was like, it's something about the shoes that mean this. They might have told them that.
It's probably the same.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, this winter, as a matter of fact, this winter I met this nigga. He had some Timberwolves or whatever. They was, everything looking cautious. I started talking to him. This nigga didn't have but two pair of shoes. You know, that's all he had. Hell to the motherfucker. That shoe shit don't mean a damn thing.
What's wrong with him just having two pair of shoes? He only needs. But what?
You need more than two pairs of shoes. You need
what?
You need more than two pairs of shoes. The other pair that he had ran over.
That's all right. He got that one pair. He got two shoes. You know what I'm saying? That nigga got his good shoes. And you don't want to get a nigga for his one good pair of shoes, me peaches. That type of shit I be talking about.
That's why I love me that shit, bro.
That's what I be talking about.
We got all our subjects
fucking with this shit right here, man.
Maybe
I'll let them raise their hand because they disagree with what I
said. Goddamn, whole boy with them 2 pound shoes.
And they don't need but one.
Do y'all got 2 pound shoes?
I got more than that, but I don't need but one, damn it. I need two. I need one to go to work in and the other one to goddamn stump for you hoes in. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, he's talking all that shit. Like, hey, I'm talking about that 2 pound shoe, man. I'm back for it, motherfucker. You know, it really don't matter to me, man. I'm back for Foot Locker, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm stupid.
Maybe
they
have
some hair. I know. Y'all talk to a female with number 2 pair of shoes, one pair of high heel, one pair of tennis shoes.
Hold up. What that ass face looking like?
Nah,
hey, hold on. We ain't finna renege on no shit now. Real talk.
So you're gonna be with a big ass.
Hold on, you ain't finna act like that on the show. What I'm saying, if we leave this motherfucking show right, go out down to a bar or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? We talking to a motherfucking female. You feel? And that motherfucker bad. If she's fine. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everything like that right there. And then we talk to her. She talk like she kind of cool and everything. You can
You'll put that shoe game on for her, won't you?
You won't give a fuck about how many shoes that bitch got, dog. You don't care. If she cool and that motherfucker, first of all, she bad. Five on top. We didn't already discuss it.
I can hardly hear you.
I said, if she bad, she only five off top. We didn't already discuss this motherfucking shit. A nigga don't give a fuck about no goddamn bitch shoes like that, really. Who give a fuck if she got one pair or five pair? Depending on the night, that nigga, we mention that shit tonight if she let him. Period. Point blank. The nigga don't even
roll with your motherfucker.
We mashing that tonight.
Roll with your dog, man.
Mashing tonight. Look, hands down.
Okay.
Hey. That nigga. That motherfucking females. Okay. How y'all trying to got? I guess all y'all raise y'all hands. I said some shit about
But just like, But just like you be saying, it's certain, just like the same shit you be saying about, it's certain shit that a nigga can do, but a woman can't do. That's the shit right there.
I know, that's what my shoes
are. A woman might can have 2 pair of shoes, but a nigga can't.
That's why, and I'm playing the game with y'all motherfucking ass. I ain't saying I got 2 pair. I got more than 2 pair, but I'm playing this game that y'all play. I got to play by the rules. It is what it is.
But bitch can't have no ugly motherfucking feet, believe that.
No, she can have ugly feet now.
I'm telling you, bitch, you got some motherfucking sandals up high heels.
But she don't need goddamn a whole fetch. All she needs is a goddamn pal, something that's going to show that ass, and she need that cute face, and that bitch can't get on the fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you got 5 points right there. All she gotta do from that point is not be a total bitch. You know what I'm saying? So all she gotta do is be a total bitch, and the nigga gonna be like, "What's happening?" I'm gonna nigga fuck about that.
Work that throat.
I'm just. All right, Miss Peachy. This
nigga. All right.
This nigga here's stupid. Oh, I see my dog. I see my homie. Game on.
Yeah, what's good? What's good, player?
What's happening, my nigga? What's going down, homie?
Ain't shit, just politicking the day out, loving it.
Right, right. Hey, yo, I don't know if you know the subject, but tonight we talking about goddamn, you know what I'm saying? You heard what we talking about? First of all, nigga, I think this nigga here got up some kind of old Barry White shit. I had Keela over here, and then two other motherfucking bitches on the goddamn Facebook page, like, who the fuck is the nigga with the voice last night? Is that anybody on the trip? I wish you could I had just like nigga, oh that nigga voice, who the nigga that called in, that nigga voice, this nigga voice.
The nigga got the deep voice like.
Yeah, who's the nigga with the deep voice? Like the
heart. Bitch,
damn it, man. Look, hey ho, you know what we're talking about tonight? We're talking about, you know, which one do you go for? You know what I'm saying? Is it a motherfucker swag, a style, or is it a particular track? We already talked. All these motherfucking women calling into the motherfucking show talking about. A nigga got that swag. A nigga can be fine, that's optional, but as long as he got that swag, they can work with that. You know what I'm saying? That's what all the females saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right, yo, because, shit, a female, she'll go and fuck the gardener and shit if that nigga cool. Like, you got to understand, females, they be looking beyond looks and shit. That nigga, yo, his eyebrows is cute. She fuck around getting niggas some pussy just because. You remember, anytime a nigga fuck up, he had other inhabitants. He was drinking, he was smoking. His crew said take it down for the team. A nigga just ain't gonna walk up and fuck with no ugly shit because he might have that shit at home already. So if he going out exploring, he going for something extra. That shit gonna be worth that shit.
Right. I feel you.
Now she might not be pretty. Or whatever. She might be a fat girl with some good top, or she might be a skinny girl with some good pussy. You just don't know. But trust me, when he go out and he on the prowl, he going for something extra. So you might not see it with the naked eye, but best believe when a nigga go out extra, he going for the extra.
Right. What it said, see what I said, how I broke it down to you earlier, I said if 1 through 10, you know, your swag is on the trillion, nigga. I said, niggas give females the first 5 off top. They open their mouth. Fuck swag, fuck everything. Get the first 5 from a nigga if she fine off the top. If she bad, nigga, that's like the first 5 right there, nigga. At that point right there, we going to go from there and see if she can get the other 5 up. Her swag already halfway, nigga, because she bad. And I said with these motherfucking females, God damn it, if a nigga got money and they know that nigga got long bread, they going to get that nigga the motherfucking first 5. Before he even
said that, they're gonna make up. They're gonna say that motherfucker 10 already. Yeah, it's money, right? I think you must fuck with a nigga in a wheelchair. It's money, right? They fucking with that nigga head coming out of his ears, all that shit.
They don't want to admit that much. I said that at first, but then they all killed me. You feel me? It's like, nah, fuck that. So I said, okay, y'all gonna get a nigga at least halfway up. Just like a nigga gonna give a badass female halfway, y'all gonna get that nigga half motherfucking way. Off the top because that nigga got rich.
Somewhere in the world, there's a female that has a boyfriend that fucks with somebody else, but will tell the world, Mr. Frank is my man, but we sleep in separate rooms. And you ain't got to ask why that shit going down like that because it's all about the money. And you outside trying to holler at this girl, you say, damn, this fine ass won't give me no play. Mr. Frank got the money. He making a pass and shit.
Right.
That's how that shit be, son. You know that shit. You go somewhere.
I know.
I be like, who that old man you be with, shorty? Oh, that's my boyfriend. But you come take me out later on, ain't shit.
That's how they do it. That's how they mashing them in Queens.
Man, that shit is universal, son. You can't tell me you ain't ever came across that shit.
I know.
I think because they pushing them around in a wheelchair, they don't mean that. I don't mean that lady is home. That's his girl sometimes.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yo, man, let me go to the next call. Like, I got a couple people on the line. Hey, I appreciate you asking, calling in, my nigga. All right.
No doubt.
All right, homie. Appreciate that. All right, yo, I'll go to a couple more calls and I'm gonna ride out with a song. Hold on, a couple. Shay, you hit the number one again. You want to say something else, Shay?
Yeah. I had to elaborate. Oh, but I was just sitting there listening. Yeah, dude got a nice voice though. Yeah, he got a nice voice.
Look,
yeah,
hold on. Key just hit number one too. Key.
Yeah.
You trying to talk to that nigga too, ain't you?
I forgot to tell you when I called, you put me back the first time. Don't be telling these niggas not to go to the gym. Don't say that shit.
I didn't say that shit. I'm just saying, nigga. No, I didn't say niggas don't need to get their gym game up. I'm just saying, all y'all women are putting emphasis like physical is okay, but it don't count as swag.
I don't want nobody who tit is bigger than mine. And I don't want somebody to be funny. Your ass smell like bacon. Wetting
this
shit? No, get the fuck out of here with that.
All right. This motherfucker got a complex. You hear me? This motherfucker, you got a real man motherfucking complex. That's what that is. You're P. Reds.
What'd he say?
What'd you say, P?
You got a real motherfucking man complex, but just like I told Jazz the other day, two times the niggas that did get your monkey ass nigga.
All right, Key. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, Shay, what you was going to say now?
Yeah, but I just had to reiterate about that feed. I didn't really get to finish my point because we had got off onto something else about
okay,
the shoes.
Hey.
When I say you can tell a lot about a man about the shoes, not necessarily about, you know, how fine he's going to be or whatever, but, you know, how he take care of himself. Now, just because he got on some shoes, like Veronica was saying, you know, he could have on some steel-toed boots, but that tells you that he's working, that he has a J-O-B, that he does something during the day or the night or whatever. You know what I mean? That's what I mean by you can tell a lot about a person, not just anybody, about their shoes, about what kind of work they do, you know, how they going to take care
of themselves. I'm talking about if we out, you know what I'm saying, and you see a nigga, you know what I'm saying, y'all at a bar or something, this nigga come up to you and his shoe game ain't up. Y'all already know black women going to that nigga's done. This nigga's done. You feel me? Done. That nigga can have, he can be the coolest motherfucker, the most faithful nigga in the world, but you're not even gonna holler at this nigga because that nigga's shoe game ain't up, nigga.
But if he got a sexy swag and he got a nice smile, you know, I might just
now you changing it. You're trying to backtrack.
You ain't letting me finish the first time. See, there was it's a whole list, but I'm just saying, I was wanting to comment on the shoe because somebody had made a comment, so I just had to, comment on that shoe thing. That, yeah, we do consider shoes. I mean, if you're fine and got on some rolled-over shoes and ain't got no swag, then you got to keep stepping. But if you got a good swag, we can work with your shoes.
Okay. All right. All right, Shay. All right. We go. Yo, before we sign off, I'm going to spin one more song real quick. You know what I'm saying? Then we going to goddamn get ready to wind it down. Yo, don't go nowhere. This is K100 Radio, talk and indie music. This is Affiliated Hustlers, me and my motherfucking niggas, P-Reg, my motherfucking crew. This is motherfucking Played Your Motherfucking Self.
Woo!
This is off my last album. Niggas was really digging this shit. You know what I'm saying? Some of the motherfucking bitches got to play ourselves too goddamn to the left of some shit. You know what I'm saying? We just had to make
that song. That's that killer right there, though.
Yeah, this shit is gangster. Just Played Yourself. Listen. Affiliated Hustlers.
Excuse me, bitch. You ain't slick. Oh, we got something for the most slick ass old trying to play a pill right.
Come on,
play a pill, bitch. Alright, okay. Look, I'm like a doctor without the Hippocratic oath. Nah. You know I cut, choke, and scaffold these toes. Ray Lewis can't do it, how I tackle these flows. Bitch, I'm not happy till you're lacking the flows. Mother always out to pay affiliated with hustlers. Change. Cock the stainless, ready for bus, ready for you. Bus. You gon' tell them hoes to get naked and leave. Respect for a G. Fuck them till they sweat through they weed. I got the whole play your dog with my game this tight. Bitch, I've been pimping for years, think I'ma change tonight. Shit, I ain't a savior, but I might. I'll tell a trip to get right or get left like Christ. This is
player right here.
Oh, girl, you should have listened. We need circles, not squares. Did I forget to mention that?
No, tickets, niggas,
that was tickets. Oh, you played yourself. You should have paid attention.
It's a player right here.
Oh, girl, you should have listened. We need circles, not squares. Did I forget to mention that?
My last album, LP, man, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with your boy, Google name, B-L-I-Z-M. You can find that song. It's nothing. Feel me? You can find that and a whole bunch of my other shit. Some of the new shit we're playing that's coming on the new album. Y'all look for that in the streets. Understand what I'm saying? So we had a great motherfucking show tonight, man. You feel me? We talked about the difference between what swag is and what sex is. And, you know, which one people go for. Overwhelmingly, women said they're going for the swag. So the physical appearance, you feel me? They saying you have a little something, you know what I mean? But for the most part, women go for the swag, fellas. Swag, fellas! Women go for the swag, all right? That's it. That ain't. It's more. This is what they said now. They said it's more important.
I'm saying? The looks. They put more emphasis on that. And once again, fellas, you got to have confidence. You got to be confident. We're here to inform the people, okay? That's what we're here to do. We're here to put the word out on the street. Fellas, you can go to the club. $20 in your pocket with confidence. You can pull yourself. You might pull yourself, nigga. Real talk, all right? So, man, thanks for everybody that checked in with us tonight. You know what I'm saying? This was episode 16. You know, short on this. I got to get up out of this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So go to the site. Download all the episodes. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All the episodes you download, miss them. Okay? If you missed the episode, this episode tonight, if you missed the first half of it, give it like 2 or 3 hours, and that shit will be right back up. So if you're still up, just go back. It'll be already up. That shit take like 2 or 3 hours process, and then you go back and listen to that shit right then. You know what I'm saying? If you missed the first half of the show. All right? Get your motherfucking swag up. That's all I can tell you. You need to hit it. You need to work on swag, motherfucker. So says the ladies. K-100. Ladies, y'all can get a pass. Just goddamn keep that motherfucker right. We out this motherfucker, man. Till next week, nigga. Yeah.
What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.